Good morning, Francesca Rudkin.
Good morning, Jack Tame.
Good morning. Well, this is it. We're fulfilling civic duties today, and so I feel this sort of this formality.
That goes you're just with getting it. Ready for tonight.
This regal moment. Mm. Yeah. Mm. We're going to start off your films this morning with the Lego, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Ninjago movie.
A true ninja knows when to fight and when to blend in the shadows.
All right, guys, let's get Garmadon.
You can't catch me,
Green Ninja.
Watch this.
Where'd that come from?
Hello, Dad.
Lloyd?
That's right, and it's Lloyd, Dad.
Mmm.
So this follows on from the Lego movie, which was released in 2014, a film that was creative and fun and sassy, and it turned into something a lot more thoughtful and emotional than we thought it would. And they've sort of kept up this formula of humour and heart, and we saw it in the Lego Batman movie, which I think was released earlier in the year, and now we have the Lego Ninjago movie, and they are trying to stick to the same formula here, humour and heart, but it doesn't quite reach the same level maybe as the previous two films. Out of the three films, this one does feel the most like an advertisement for Lego. If you've got a child like I do, you'll be very familiar with Ninjago. It's a Lego set, and it was also a TV show, and it's inspired by both Chinese and Japanese myths and culture. So this film is set in the city of Ninjago, and it features a group of superheroes, the Lego superheroes, who are kind of like martial arts experts, and they keep the city safe from an evil warlord called Garmadon.
Oh.
Yes. Now, the ninjas are trained by Master Wu, who is voiced by Jackie Chan, and he's pretty much the only Asian actor in this film. And the team is led by Lloyd, who happens to be Garmadon's estranged son. So what we have here is an action-adventure film with some visually pretty neat action sequences and visuals, but, you know, it's very fast-paced, and I think when action is fast-paced, it's hard to sometimes keep track of it. But if it's made out of bricks of Lego, it becomes even more difficult.
Right.
So there's a few blurry moments there where you're wondering what's going on. But, you know, it is. It's fast-paced, lots of good action. And then, of course, you've got the father and son story on the other side, which feels a little bit Star Wars, a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. You
know, Luke and Darth Vader light. Look, I mean, there's a familiarity here, a predictability, maybe a lack of depth of character that we've seen in the previous films, but I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
You know, in the first 5 minutes, my kids are cracking up about a joke, and I'm cracking up about a joke about the 19th century artist Whistler. So the fact that they managed to sort of throw all that in the first 5 minutes tells you that this is going to appeal to kids and to adults. I just left with a smile on my face.
Nice.
So it doesn't quite live up to the previous two, but I really enjoyed it. And with the school holidays a week away, it's a really good option. So that was 3.5 out of 5.
Cool. 3.5 out of 5 for the Lego Ninjago movie. Next up, we have another one for the kids, the Emoji movie.
I had absolutely no expectations going into this film,
yeah.
Jack. None.
And they were met.
Absolutely none. Pretty much. Weirdly, this wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
And that is not to say it was good.
And that's a hell of a backhanded compliment, isn't it?
I am sure there is a child out there who might enjoy this film. I thought I'd find it frustratingly bad, but I didn't. I just kind of walked out.
Yeah.
And never mind. This is a film set in Textopolis, which sounds very much like Zootopia. Textopolis, I can't even say it. And it's world inside a young boy, Alex's phone. And we follow an emoji named Gene, played by TJ Miller. And he is a meh emoji. And he's desperate to go to work and do his bit for the team. But the thing with Gene is he's not just meh. He's got all these other emotions and thoughts and everything, and which is unlike most of the emojis. And unfortunately, in his moment where he gets to shine, he gets stage fright and he makes a bit of a boo-boo. And Alex thinks the phone isn't working properly and decides to delete everything off it. And so off we go, a little bit like the movie Inside Out. We head around the inner workings of this phone to try and stop Alex from deleting everybody and everything on it. The thing is, great cast involved. Maya Rudolph, you've got James Corden, what's that lovely woman?
Kendrick?
No.
Ferris?
Ferris, thank you. And so you've got this really great cast, but there's just no depth to this idea.
Right.
And the messages are all very ho-hum. It feels like lots of ideas from lots of different films sort of all thrown together. And basically, at the end of the day, if you thought the Angry Birds movie was absolutely fantastic, you'll enjoy this.
Do you give it stars?
I did actually.
Or do you give it an emoji?
No, meh. It's so appropriate. I mean, that's the irony. I mean, the film is so meh. I did give it 2 out of 5.
Okay.
There were a few good guesses.
2 out of 5 for the emoji movie. And you got a quick film for us called Kedi?
Kedi? Yeah. So just very briefly, this is a documentary about cats in Istanbul. Oh. It is a film for cat lovers. When I first read about it, I thought, oh no, this is going to be really sad because Istanbul, you know, has had cats roaming the city for thousands of years. They're a part of the culture there. They're a part of the city. And I was like, I don't know if I want to watch a film about stray cats, but this isn't a film about stray cats because in Istanbul, cats really aren't, well, they can, you know, you can have your home cat and there are stray cats, but these cats, they just emerge themselves into their environment and they kind of get adopted by people and they're full of personality and they bring all this joy and purpose to people. Yeah. And that's what this film is about. It's very uplifting. It's a beautiful sort of travel documentary. I watched it with my young daughter who just wants to move to Istanbul. She thought it was the most amazing place, although she just wants to go and feed the cats. So it's just something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do they do it? Does it have narration or is it?
Yes, it is narrated. And we follow about 6 or 7 different cats with very different personalities. The camera work is brilliant. Someone's been on their hands and knees, come up with a fantastic device to get a camera down very low and into the world of these cats. These cats do. They have the most incredible quirks and personalities. And the people who are part of their lives tell the story about how they met, what they're like. And it's just very sweet and uplifting. You kind of got to like cats, though, right?
Sure.
Yeah, so I gave that 3.5 out of 5.
Okay, that film was called Kedi. So the film's, again, the Lego Ninjago movie. Was the first one we discussed. That was worth a good 3.5 stars. The emoji movie was a bit meh. That's probably a 2. And Kedi was that final film with the cats roaming around Istanbul. You have yourself a very, very good weekend, won't you?
I will. Same to you.
Thanks, Francesca. That is Francesca Rogue. We'll put all her reviews up at newstalkzb.co.nz. And you can read them on the Herald's website as well, nzherald.co.nz.